Good morning, Matt. Congratulations on another win yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We just did the drive of the game, but it really could have been any of them. You guys scored on 8 of your first 9 drives. I could give you some other numbers, but
I think his would be the pass to Randy to start the second half.
That is as easy
driving. That was the best pass of my career. Solak, what are you doing on the radio this early? If I would have known this, I wouldn't have woken up this early to talk to you guys.
See what happens?
Yeah, I knew I was going to get to talk to you.
You passed down 16, and this is how you get disrespected on the radio. Hey, did you thaw out from yesterday?
What did you say?
Did you thaw out from yesterday? How heavy were the balls in the fourth quarter?
It started to get a little bit slushier out there, and it started to become a little bit wet. A little bit more wet. So it just started progressively getting worse and worse. The snow's not too bad, but as it gets wet, though, definitely the balls get heavier.
Matt, I must imagine, given where you've come from to reach this point, that nothing is easy. But be that as it may, are you surprised it was that easy yesterday?
We had a good game plan going in. We didn't know how much the weather conditions were really going to affect the game. And so we planned on it all week. We practiced outside, and we had a good game plan for the conditions as they were. And we just went out and executed. And for whatever reason, I thought the Cardinals came out maybe a little flat, and we just went out and out-executed them all day.
Well, I think both teams ran the ball early, but you guys hit a point eventually where you determined that it was totally fine to start throwing the ball, and you did. Was that the idea that you sort of had to get a gauge of just how windy or wet or whatever the condition is you were most concerned about, that the conditions were okay to throw, and that's when you were going to start doing it?
That's exactly right. So from the weather reports, we heard that it was going to be a lot windier than what it was, and wind can affect your throws more than anything. And so as we went forward in the game, we found out that wind wasn't really going to be a factor, and we decided that we could throw the ball.
Matt, I saw you about 2 weeks ago at Joe Andruzzi's thing. You talked about the Pittsburgh game. We talk about conditions and dealing with the elements. Things didn't go so well for you guys offensively in that game. But now in consecutive weeks, you had the rain last week in Oakland, the slush and the snow yesterday. What did you guys learn from Pittsburgh that's transpired over this past month that helped you to get to the point where you're at as far as dealing with conditions?
The more you do it, I think you just get more used to it. And as a quarterback, anytime you play in bad conditions, you have to constantly remind yourself, as you probably well know, you have to finish your throws. You have to be accurate. You try to give these guys an opportunity to catch it with their body if you can, because it's tougher to throw the ball and catch the ball in those conditions. And so I thought Pittsburgh was a great example of that, even taking care of the ball in the pocket, making sure you know where those defenders are, because if they come around the edge and they try to get a good swipe at you, it's a little bit hard to hang on to that ball. And also, another example is if you throw the ball high down the middle or something like that and give a guy an opportunity to tip the ball, it's just, you can have some disasters, which we did in the Pittsburgh game, but we've been able to correct it since.
Matt, we mentioned that wide receiver screen to Randy that went for 70-something yards. You guys do that play a ton. A lot of teams around the league run that play consistently a lot. You see it all over the place, and you see it work all over the place. Why can't defenses figure that out and neutralize that play?
I don't know. It's a great play because it really does keep the defense off guard, and it also slows down the pass rush a little bit because you have to take into account if we throw that screen quickly to the outside and get those linemen out in front of that receiver, then it's a tough play to defend, especially when teams have heavy blitz or something like that and they want to blitz you. It's a great option to have in your arsenal.
How big is it having Sammy and Lamont getting healthy this time of year, not just having to rely on Kevin on the draw plays, runs? How does that help you as a quarterback in the offense?
It's great because, you're able to pound the ball at them when you want to, and those guys get those tough earned yards in between the tackles, and then you're able to set up a little bit of the play-action game, which we're able to go to later on in the game.
Matt, have you gotten your head around the idea that you could win 11 games and not be in the postseason?
Not really. I've heard it, and I don't want to believe it, and right now we've got to take care of this week, and we got to take care of our end of it, and then we got to see. I never thought I was going to be saying this, but we got to cheer for the Jets this week and see what happens.
What did Bill say after the game? I mean, anything about the Jets? He always says, everything's out of your control.
He's usually more concerned about what we did. He was proud of us and how we came out and performed, and he said we've got to get it done this week and go from there.
Matt, this is something we were talking about earlier. How come Dave Thomas hasn't caught a pass since that Indianapolis game, since he throttled Robert Mathis late after the whistle?
know, I don't know. I'm not really involved in that. I just go back and make my reads and throw the ball. And the coaching staff determines a lot of times where your reads go and everything like that. Dave Thomas is a great player and a great guy to have on your team. And I don't know why he hasn't got the ball more frequently. I'll try to mix him in next week a little bit more.
Well, I mean, we just asked that because Ben Watson has been, you know, inconsistent, let's say, to be kind to him. And I was wondering, as a quarterback, is it hard not to lose confidence in a guy like that, given how many times he's given up the ball when you've pretty much put it there?
No, I've got a lot of confidence in Ben Watson, and he's got great ability. And there's times where I've put the ball a little too high and everything like that. And especially with those guys, you got to keep the ball down on their numbers because they've got big shoulder pads. So it's just part of the game. And you know, I'm going to miss a few throws. He might miss a few catches, but he's going to come back and make a lot of great plays as well.
How big has Josh been to you? I mean, we've seen the development, but I mean, you guys in these last three games averaging almost 38 points per game. And you talk about, you know, after the Pittsburgh game, getting through your throws. How much of that falls on Josh?
Josh is an unbelievable coach and a guy that I rely on throughout. I've relied on throughout the entire year, but I've really relied on him these last few weeks because we know that what a pressure-packed situation we're in, that we need to win all four of these games. Really, we needed to win out, and hopefully we're in a position to do that right now. And Josh just continues to push forward, continues to put his best efforts in each and every week, and I know that he's going to put us in a great position to win.
What'd you say to Leinart yesterday after the game?
I told him, good job, nice throw on the go route, and and I wish him good luck for the rest of the year.
But how – is that weird at all? I mean, is there any sort of sense in there?
It's got to be a little surreal.
From either guy to saying, what just happened, you know, bizarro world? Or, you know, what was bizarro world? What's happening now or what happened at SC?
Yeah, I mean, you think, you look back at the situation itself and I go, gosh, I wish I would have played and I wish I would have been the guy and what would have happened. But you never know. And you look back at his career and he had a lot of success. He won the Heisman Trophy and he won two national championships. So you can't take that away from him. And then it is kind of crazy that you sit here now and I was the one out there and getting the opportunity to play yesterday. And the role was somewhat reversed. But I know that Matt's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And he's playing behind a great quarterback right now in Kurt Warner. And, you know, it might be a blessing in disguise because he might get to learn some things from Kurt and develop and get in there. And next time he goes, and he'll be ready to roll.
He's bigger than me. You're bigger than me. I would have Shaq and Kobe'd him. You know?
you would have Shaq it. Would you,
tell me how my
what have you done?
Well, but I mean, it's got to be a little. Zoe, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like Drew Bledsoe when he goes to Buffalo, him calling you up and saying, Zoe, I need your advice and counsel on this. I'm not sure. I mean, now we got Matt Leinart. If he's smart, Matt Castle, he's going to be calling you and asking you for advice and guidance and how do I handle this situation and that situation. Could you see that happening?
Probably not. I mean, we're friends and everything like that, but I think he's got a good handle on things and what's going on and what he needs to do to be successful.
How many times a week you talk to Dave Dunn, your agent?
Dave calls me usually after a game and usually once during the week, to be completely honest.
Well, and that's sort of the next question. I know you've done such a good job not looking too far in the past or too far in the forward, and you've obviously done it week to week because your improvement shows it. But as we're getting closer to the finish line, Matt, this could be your last game as a Patriot. Have you come to grips with that thought? Have you thought about the future? Where do you stand on that?
I really haven't thought about the future much. I haven't had much time. You know, the last so many weeks have been a whirlwind, and the last 16 weeks really have been just a crazy part of my life, and I haven't really even had a chance to take a step back and take a deep breath. So right now I'm just trying to finish this thing off strong and get this team into the playoffs, and then hopefully we can make the run and go from there, and then I'll worry about the future later.
You ever wake up and say, wow, how did I get here from there? Are you surprised at how this whole thing has played out for you?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I've been blessed in so many different ways, and you think about it, and I'm going into my fourth year this year, and pretty much everybody in the entire media probably guessed that I wasn't going to make the team in preseason, and then to have an opportunity to go out and play the whole season and grow and develop as a quarterback in this league from one week to the next and have a shot and opportunity in my last year of my contract. This is what we play the game for, and this is such a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, Matt, the media thing, I was absolutely one of those guys. I was trying to get Kelly Holcomb in here by the end of August.
It was Culpepper. Unbelievable.
I think it was Holcomb. Who else did I want? I wanted a whole litany of guys. I think I had you ranked in terms of backup quarterbacks. I think I had you 30 among 32. So it's part of the story. I was hardly alone on that. But, you know, Matt, the rote thing, everyone always says, yeah, I knew I could do it all along. You know, just give me the chance. I knew I could do it. That's what everyone says when it's over. Was that really the case for you?
Well, when you go back even to preseason, you know, we go and we watch. It's hard for people on the outside to understand what we do on the inside. And so we go and we watch the film, and I see where the corrections are being made, and I see the stuff that's going on. And as you guys well know, this is a sport that takes 11 people working together. And if those 11 people, whether it be a receiver, offensive line, or even the quarterback not doing his job at times, then you're not going to have a successful combination. So that's really what comes into account there. And then when you think about personally whether or not I could see this, I always had a lot of confidence in myself and never doubted myself. I just didn't have much of an opportunity to get out there and play for four quarters, you know. And when you go out and you make a mistake early in a preseason game and maybe throw an interception and then you're done 10 plays later, you don't get a chance to redeem yourself. Whereas if you're playing for four quarters, you can go out there and play a little bit, make a mistake, and then come back but throw a touchdown the next series, you know what I mean? So that's just how it goes.
Great point.
Do you ever foresee a situation where you would accept being a backup again?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know the situations that are going to come about. And as a competitor, as a quarterback, you go out there and you want to play. But if the situation isn't going to present itself, then I've got no other choice.
But not even on a personal basis, just from a team and from, you know, offensive units, you guys ever sit around and say, how are we here? Potentially, you know, winning 11 games, losing eight starters, six guys on defense. How do you even fill guys for practice? You're supposed to have a practice team, you know, for both sides. How do you guys get stuff done? Does Bill gear things back a lot now during the weeks?
He does to a certain extent, but it's a little bit less banging on each other. We don't really wear pads too much this time of year because obviously people are a little bit more banged up, and we're just trying to get through these last few weeks of season, try to make a run here and be fresh on Sunday. So, but in terms of the injury situation, I just have to take your hats off to the coaching staff and what they're able to do and how they're able to prepare us and get us ready to play each and every week and put us in the best position possible when we go out on the field on Sunday.
Matt, you mentioned about the backup thing. You have to see what situation is out there, and if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Don't you think the way you played this year, you deserve to be one of 32 guys with one of those jobs?
Well, you'd hope so. You'd hope so. And, you know, you just go out and you try to get better each and every week. And I think I've proven that I can play in the NFL and can play in this league. And you'd hope that you'd get an opportunity. But if you don't, then you don't. And, you know, you just keep fighting and you keep battling and go back and do what you've been doing. You're doing what I've been doing my entire career, which is work hard and see what happens.
What'd you get your wife for Christmas?
I'm not going to say because she's in the other room. She's going to listen to me, though. Come on.
You got that little dog. Did you get the little dog last year? It's time to have some kids or something?
Hold on. I just walked in the other room. You guys got any good ideas? Because I haven't really got anything yet.
Felger's usually good at this.
I'm done.
Fax machine, vacuum.
Just straight cash, homie.
Straight cash.
Straight cash. I like it.
Matt, good luck this week. Yeah. Good luck hopefully beyond this week, and good luck with whatever happens in the offseason. And we'll talk to you
Finish
again.
It up, man.
But good luck in Buffalo, and go Jets, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, be real, friend. Be real.
I'll see you on the softball circuit.
I can't wait.
All right, bud.
See you, Matt. Take care. A little, little quarterback bonding there. It's very nice. Very emotional here. Isn't it very sweet to see those guys really connect like that?